How do you have the ransomware conversation with your clients? That's our topic on today's MSP Zone.
You're entering the MSP Zone, a podcast for the managed services community, covering news, analysis, and interviews from around the globe. Elevate your MSP game by staying in the MSP Zone. And now, your host, Charles Weaver.
And welcome. Welcome if you're a first-time listener. If you've been with the program for a while, welcome back. Good to have you. Having the conversation, that sounded like, when I was thinking this up, like conversation parents have with their kids, right? But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a business conversation that MSPs and customers need to have, not just once, but as an ongoing dialogue, right? About cyber attacks and ransomware. And in particular, you know, the news of this summer has been obviously this Kaseya MSP tool vendor issue, and you know, all the managed services customers out there are asking questions related to, oh, what do you use this tool? What tool do you use? I read about this on the news. Is this real? Should I be concerned? Right? And they're not wrong for having these questions, but it does mean that you either react to these questions and have them brought up to you by your customers, or you engage proactively and act first and sit your customers down and have a very serious, frank discussion with them about issues related to cybersecurity, cyber attacks, and ransomware. And that's what we're talking about today, and trying to take hold of the situation and not just get our arms around it as an industry, as a profession, but actually start to show some leadership. And I think that having this type of a conversation with your customers shows leadership for you MSPs out there. Because I know a lot of MSPs out there are probably feeling defensive. They're feeling like I am playing defense more than offense, and I'm sitting here fielding questions from, you know, concerned customers or prospects, and they're bringing up news articles that they're seeing, and they're saying, well, should I, you know, should I not outsource? Is it safe? Legitimate questions, but questions that we can easily deal with as a profession. Questions that you as MSPs can easily deal with. We're going to show you how. I'm going to go through my list. So first of all, there's no right time to have it. Just have it. It's going to be a conversation that, you know, could get into some difficult waters, especially with the every MSP's got at least one of these customers that they're just, you know, they don't want to spend the money. They've never wanted to do this, the things that you suggested that they do. You know, this, and for whatever reason, maybe it's budgetary, but I don't think it's budgetary. I think most of the time it's just they don't think that they need it. They don't want to be bothered with it, right? I don't want to go through the extra steps that you want me to go through just to keep me safe. I don't think, no one's really coming after me, right? I'm not really at risk, am I? Right? Those types of defensive statements. But you can't just want it to happen. You got to make it happen. You have to have, whether it's your project managers, your account reps, your salespeople, whoever owns the relationship with the customer, you have to have, and I'm not talking about one, I'm talking about every single managed services customer you have, you ought to bring them in, you go to them, or you put them onto a web meeting, and you meet with them individually, and you sit them down, and you have the conversation. And you set it up, and you say, look, this is important. It is impacting everybody in the world. Nobody is immune to this. You know, we're talking about cyber attacks, not COVID. Everybody is a potential target. And so it's the responsibility of a good MSP, and all of you are good MSPs out there, aren't you? It's the responsibility of any good MSP to have this difficult conversation with your customers and walk them through what we're going to talk about. So the first thing is, don't just wait for it to come up in natural conversation. Go out and make it happen. Be purposeful. Start next week. This is not a next quarter. I'll get around maybe to it in 2022. Forget that. There's no time. Do it now. Do it right now. My second bit of advice, don't avoid the news. If you look like you're trying to act as if the news about Kaseya or SolarWinds or any of the other, Microsoft has been, compromised, not compromised in the same way, but, they've been under attack for ages, and always will be. And, you have to have a very honest conversation. And that partially comes from embracing and not ignoring the news. And if you happen to be a Kaseya user, say it. Say, yeah, we use these tools. And, they've been patched. They're safe now. But, we've got other ways to mitigate these risks. And that's gonna come later in the conversation. But don't try to skirt away from the issue of what has been in the news of ransomware. Don't try to, hide the fact that you, as their guardian, as their outsourced IT management guardian, are somehow just, 100% safe and nobody ever wants to compromise you. Well, no, that's not true. You're doing a very important, often difficult job of helping your customer be safe in the cyber world. And that comes with risk. You are a cyber frontline defender, frontline responder, if you will, for cyber attack. That's what you do as an MSP. Of course it comes with risk. But without you, nobody wants to think of a world without you standing in the way. And that's the conversation that needs to take place. So make it happen. Don't avoid the news. Talk about the news. Ask them if they have questions. They might bring up questions related to what tool vendors are you using? Do you think that they're safe? Explain what you think, why they are safe or not. I'm assuming all of you think that they're safe. You should be. If you don't think they're safe, then you shouldn't be using them. But talk about, steps that you have taken to make them safe. Not just them, the customer, but you as well. My third point is, in this conversation, you should talk about what you, the MSP, your expectations are for your customer's cybersecurity. Now, if you have a relationship, even a long-standing relationship with a customer, and you have maybe partially brought up the issue of security managed services in the past, and they've said, appreciate you bringing this to my attention. We're not really interested in that right now. We're focused on other internal priorities. Maybe next year. If you've had those kind of conversations, if you have those types of customers, then the time is now to start to tell them there is no time left that you have. You are under attack now. We all are. If you want to paint a picture of a active war zone or a battle or a war or whatever, that's paint whatever picture you want. But we're in an active battle, in a fight against the bad guys. So whatever method of communicating that to your customer. They have to get the picture loud and clear that things aren't like they used to be 10 years ago. Things are very different. Things aren't even like they were five years ago. Things are different now. Every MSP, every customer, every organization that has a device that's connected to the internet has risk. No way around it. It's just the life, the world we live in. But your expectations as their MSP must be communicated. Now, if you don't have expectations, you better get some fast. Because if you're not giving them guidance on how they should be protecting themselves, and I grant you, right, if you're in some of the managed services practices where you're not, you know, maybe you're serving the enterprise and they already have, you know, MSPs that focus on security, and that's really not your, all right, fine. Maybe that slightly changes for you. But even then, right, if you're in a vertical market, you can still always have a discussion related to your vertical service to that customer and the security implications of it. And all of this that I'm saying still applies to you. But it especially applies to the smaller MSPs servicing those smaller mid-sized organizations. Basically, most of the global business world. So you need to have that conversation of, I think this is where we ought to be. I think you ought to think about this. I think you as a retail store, as a restaurant, I think you as a medical practice, I think you as a lawyer, as an accounting firm, I think you as a small bank or credit union, I think you as a small community college, whatever the customer is, whoever they are, it doesn't matter. You have expectations for how they ought to be secure and how to get there. And the setting of those expectations and communicating them to to the customer is the first step to you being able to get them to change. Because if they don't know, and I'm willing to guess that a vast majority, like well over 50%, of end user customers have probably never had this type of a conversation with their MSP before. Now that may sound like an exaggeration to some of you, but I'd be willing to bet a lot of money that that's an accurate number. Because I think that a lot of MSPs just sell line card services that they already have, but they don't really have. And I'm making a generalization here, so forgive me if this is not describing you or your practice, but a vast majority of MSPs don't have this consultative, generalized discussion with customers to say, look, we need to have a comprehensive discussion about how we're going to get you through this safely. My next point, after having, you know, set your expectations, is talking, let me rephrase that. Having set forth your expectations for your customer, you have to tell them how you intend to go about achieving that. And that means you're going to have to tell them, look, whether you do it yourself, you pay me, or you pay another MSP to do it, it doesn't matter. But here are the things that you're going to do. And if you don't do it, you're never going to be safe. And then you list them. All the usuals. MFA. I know you don't like MFA because you think that it hampers your productivity, but you got to do it. You back up. If you're not backing up your data regularly and you back it up completely, meaning all the things that you think are necessary for your business to operate, they need to be backed up. If you're not backing it up, guess what? It's not going to be helpful to you in getting you back on your feet after you get hit. right? And then on and on and on. There's all the things that you as MSPs already know about. I'm not going to list them all, but they have to be communicated explicitly to your customers as steps that need to take place in order to protect your customers from the threats that are out there. Next, I would have a very candid conversation with each and every customer about how you as an MSP are protecting yourself. Now, that's very new ground for most MSPs, because most MSPs are used to having the awe of technology around them, which is none of the customers ever feels technically capable or knowledgeable enough to be able to say anything to an MSP and not look dumb, right? But the customers, I predict, will respect. Now think about this. Think about it. You sit your customers down and you say to them, I would like to address any questions or concerns you have about our MSP practice. Nothing is going to be off limits. You're not telling me that you're going to have a really interesting conversation, and I predict put a lot of people and a lot of minds at ease after that type of a conversation? Think about it, folks. Most customers are not used to having the MSP invite the customer to talk about internal MSP operational security, business continuity, and resiliency. That very rarely happens. And that's something that needs to change. And why not change right now in the wake of a fairly high-profile cyber attack? Why not be proactive and do that right now with your customers? Don't wait for them to send you an email saying, oh, yeah, I just read an article online that says that I should be asking my MSP about this. No, you've lost. You're on defense when that happens. Reach out to them, set the meeting, and invite them to ask you questions. Now, you better be prepared. So if you're not prepared, you don't go out and invite disaster, but you damn well better get prepared so that you can have that conversation, or they're going to have a conversation like that with some other MSP, and they're going to feel a lot more comfortable with them because they can answer those questions and you can't. And that's not in a good position to be either. So be prepared. Have reasonable preparation for the questions that might come up. And they're going to, I would expect they would talk about just, you know, how are you prepared if you get attacked? If you had ransomware as an MSP, what would you guys do? And as long as you don't give them a BS answer, if you give them honest, candid responses, I think they'll respect you for it. And they'll be certainly a heck of a lot more likely to trust you with whatever recommendations you bring to their attention. But expect them to have a conversation, and if they don't, invite it. Bring it up. Because they may be afraid. They may be concerned about it. They just don't want to say it. But I would bring it up proactively. Don't let it sit there and fester. And my last bit of advice, I would set up, just like we do with Business Continuity Verify for our members going through the MSP Verify process, I would set up business continuity workshops, tabletop exercises. If it's something that you don't do as a part of your managed service, then do it as a billable hours set project fee for all of your customers. But I would do it right now. And I would start to role play tabletop a scenario out where they go through and simulate a cyber attack, let's say a ransomware attack, and use the MSP with the existing services you provide, show them exactly whether they're going to fall out on the side of, yeah, we got hit, but we got back up very quickly, or, yeah, we got hit and we don't have anything remotely close to a business continuity plan, idea of how to get the data back, because we don't do internal backups or whatever the situation is. And it will show the customers part of your world that you live in and how serious this stuff is. But also, if they just did a little bit of preparation, how easy it would be for them to survive these things. And that's really, I think, the ultimate message. The place you want to be at the end of that meeting is telling your customers in as convincing a manner as possible that surviving a cyber attack is survivable. It's possible. Promising never to get hit is not realistic. Promising your customers that with the right planning, the right preparation, and getting the right framework in place, the right tools, the right policies, the process, all that stuff, surviving these attacks is survivable. You can get past it, and you can get past it fairly quickly. Now, it doesn't mean it's going to be easy in all cases, but they are survivable. And that ultimately is the goal, is to get as many customers, as many organizations as possible into that position of feeling comfortable, feeling confident in the relationship they have with their MSP, and feeling like they have some real answers about the state of cybersecurity today so they can get about doing what they do as a business, whatever that is. Because that ultimately is what we need. We need them focused on their business, not focused on whether or not they can survive a cyber attack. But it all starts with the conversation. You got to have it. So that's my challenge to all of you out there. Start the next business day, wherever that is, wherever you are in the world. Next business day, start calling your customers, setting up some times, and have these conversations. Have them now before it's too late. And I predict they'll thank you for it. They'll be very grateful. And if they ever happen to get hit, they might even come back and later say, you know, I appreciate you having that talk with me that one day, because we felt like we were really prepared for this cyber attack that we just faced. And that ultimately, I think, is a good outcome and a good position for us in the MSP community. That's all I got for you today. Be safe. If you like the show, give us a like. Socialize us. Send us to your friends and colleagues if you think that they'd like to hear it. Shoot us an email at mspzone@mspalliance.com if you want to hear different ideas, comments you want to make to us, you have a show suggestion. We always love to hear from you guys. Until next time, it's Charles Weaver with the MSP Zone.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please give us a like. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you'll get notified when future episodes are released. We will see you next time in the MSP Zone.